Next up, especially for a young man whose name is David, this record came out in 1981. The album is called Solid Gold, The Gang of Four, and Paralyzed.
Second to find out, mate.
That's it.
Friend of mine, how it feels, you know.
The next thing for this creature, time isn't this much.
Some sort of whooshing noise and a thud all of a sudden on the ground, and then
It's just a lot of things. It's just a bang. The two cars. Heavy collision, I'm saying.
You've heard that from on the street, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard it from on the
street. That's different.
Apparently mine went off the road, rolled. I don't know how many times it went off the...
That's how you had your accident?
Yeah, it went off the road.
But you don't remember the sounds?
I don't remember the accident.
I don't remember the sounds either, but I certainly had a dream about them afterwards.
Did you dream about them afterwards?
No. I was unconscious for 16 days, so I didn't remember nothing.
Do you know what happened?
I was drunk. It was Friday the 13th.
Is that why you were drinking?
No.
Sorry. Couldn't resist
it.
No,
I just been watching videos and just drinking. I hadn't slept the night before.
Oh, yeah. If Barbara's there, give us the other one, I'll get mine done too.
The drinking sort of... I'll get mine done too. So the drinking sort of got to me a lot quicker than what it would have. And I remember watching... I was watching Hill Street Blues... Beverly Hills Cop on video. And I remember going outside of the balcony, it's second floor. It's at North Parramatta, this place, and... I remember just looking at the stars, talking to the guy. We were both pretty sort of drunk by this stage, and that's my last memory. But the guy I was with told me that what had happened. I'd just sort of fallen over. He was inside, and I just went over, and I sort of landed on my stomach and my head bumped back. But the thing is, I got back up. And so I probably dislocated the nerves there. I mean, dislocated the bones. But see, when I got back up, that's when I severed the cord because the bones were out of place. Drilling in the side of my head and I was conscious of the whole lot. Remember that, I'll never forget that.
That must have been a strange noise.
The whole thing was strange.
But the noise of someone drilling into the side.
Oh, the whole head was vibrating and they used a hand drill. First of all they sort of cut the sort of skin and then they used to grind it and flatten the sides. So it's still full of bumps. And then they used just a little hand drill and you could hear the squeaking of it on the side of it. It was a numb feeling. It was just weird going into your head.
The sound just stopped there.
Both sides. It was just like, but it was like a normal, it was like a piece of, it was like a tool that would come out of a carpenter's bloody toolbox. Traction. Now you have traction on your leg if you break your leg. Well, you can't sort of put traction on your neck, so you put traction on your head.
Did you
agree?
No.
There's a quite a North Shore years ago.
Yeah.
What's the book called? I might have to look
it
up.
He was on a respirator, a life support system.
Yeah.
And his wife went
unplugged it.
No, she begged Dr. Yeo to turn it off.
The doctor said
there's no way he'll ever, doesn't matter how bad it is, there's no way he'll ever turn a life support system off anyway.
Yeah, he's got his Christianity to back him up on that, he's lucky.
20 or 30 years ago, they said an average lifespan of a pod was what, 10 years?
Nowadays it's about 90% of paraplegics live a normal lifespan and something like 75-80% of quadriplegics, is that right?
I don't know.
It's your kidneys that go, if anything, so you've really got to look after them.
that's my chair making those noises at the moment.
Well, that you when you put it on your neck, you go through things, thinking, I reckon, of millisecond decisions that you made to get you where you were. I used to think, why didn't I take that other road?
It's all lifts though, isn't it?
Jump? Yeah, why? Why didn't I just go a different way? What? Because, and even for me, it boils down to, I was going down the coast and I, and it was a decision whether I was going to go down the coast or stay in Sydney with the girl. And I was going to go at 2 in the morning, but I made arrangements to go out before that. And my brother decided to go down the coast at 8. And I said, ah, stuff's bloody, I'm going at, I want to go at 2:30, and I thought, no, I can't wreck these commitments, so then I didn't go that weekend.
So you wouldn't have been in Sydney if you'd gone
there? Then I could have died going down the coast and be rubber in a car, too.
Well, you never know.
I think, yeah.
It's just destiny, I think. Stop making the wrong decision. I think you choose your own destiny from way back. It's not bad luck or good luck, it's fate and death.
We're inside my office now.
Jonesy, what do I write? We recorded these sounds. By
attaching mics to the wheelchairs. Whilst traversing.
Attaching.
Fabulating.
Microphones.
Yeah.
Oh. We recorded these sounds by attaching microphones
to wheelchairs.
Now, wheelchairs.
I think that low frequency sound is giving me a headache.
We recorded these sounds by attaching microphone to our wheelchairs.
No, that isn't the tape on slow motion. That's Vivian. That's Vivian again. Not the tape on slow motion.
Doesn't matter with me, eh? How much privacy did you get in hospital?
Oh, none, yeah, it's pretty really difficult.
How much privacy did you get with your home care?
Craig laughing at it all.
Mike might say that he
recorded these sounds by attaching microphone to our wheelchair.
Look after me full time, but he takes something to get up in the morning.
He's the same. I mean, I can't get out of here by myself. I need help. You need the same, mate? Can you get transfer in and out of your chair by yourself?
Oh, if I'm dressed, I can't get in. Sometimes.
Paralyzed. Flat on my back. My ambitions come to nothing. What I wanted now seems just a waste of time. I can't make out what has gone wrong. Good at what I did. I
did. You grow up really quickly because you're constantly talking to people because you're with people because people are needing to help you out all the time. So yeah, socially you do grow up a lot quicker having an accident than what you would.
Yeah,
than what you would if
you were with people 18 years,
And it often amazes me what younger quads come out with. They come out with, I mean, Craig, for instance, is quite young and he comes out with all sorts of observations that you wouldn't expect from a person of his age, and it's because he's A, got the time to sit back and think, and B, he's been forced to sit back and think.
Thanks, Rocky. Mr. McDermott at AQA, the number's 519. Thanks very much, Rock.
Wow, this taxi thing gets everyone talking.
Some people are concerned because they take their time, other people concerned because of the arrogance of the drivers, others concerned about how they're ripping the system off.
That's fair enough.
They don't turn the meter on until they've got to the unit. It's just like a bigger.
That's funny.
You
play
double
drivers,
in the country though.
Hey? Some drivers roll up and they put the meter on before you get in.
And
when you get back, they leave the meter going, they come inside, they have a cup of coffee, they say hello to everybody. Then they cruise out, and who knows when they turn it off, and then other ones don't turn on until you get in.
I have a lot of flying dreams. And I thought...
Did you have them before you accident?
And I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
It.
I've levitated a few
I've
times.
I've always,
since,
but they constantly come in, and they're always good ones.
But then, good ones, aren't they? That's interesting,
always.
Especially after you fell off the balcony.
So they're always great dreams. See, well, I thought, for a little while, because of these flying dreams I had, I thought it might have had something to do with my... falling off a balcony.
The flying jeans,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I remember way back, and when I was younger, before my accident, I had flying dreams. Mm. But they were always really good dreams. But it was always escaping from something.
Ah.
And but somebody told me dreams of flying is something to do with ambition. I don't know if that's true, but yet this one flying dream I had last year was I was popping from building to building, and I was very conscious of my flying because they were skyscrapers and I was sort of quickly flying from one room to the other because I didn't want a falling dream and that's one thing that was in the back of my mind. I thought I was aware of that in my dream
that
I thought I might lose my power, and that's one thing I didn't want was just to go through the feeling of falling. I've had one falling dream.
Chair makes a great sound.
Just play, don't listen to those.
Okay. Anyway, I'm off.